All right, speaking of the NBA, we've got our good friend Albert Hall with us, the director of the NBA Summer League, a fantastic time, a spectacle here in Las Vegas, one of the most popular events that we have here in the city. It'll take place again this summer, July 5th through the 15th, 11 days, 83 games in all. Albert, what's going on, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today? I appreciate you pumping us up and getting excited about Summer League.
I always look forward to it, Albert. You know, you had all 30 teams there last year. This year, you got a little added twist to it. Not only do you have all 30 NBA teams, but we've got the Chinese and the Croatian national teams. I'm a little excited about that. I have to bust out my Croatian. Can I bust out my Croatian soccer jersey, Albert?
Bring it, bring it. We love it. You know, fly those Croatian colors proudly. Yeah, we're excited. We bring in a little international flavor. As you know, the NBA is a global game and have a huge footprint across the globe and a ton of fans, both in China and Croatia's had a lot of success, a number of players in the league. And it was really our way to kind of keep up with the times. China's actually been a part of the league for a couple of years, just observing and doing some scrimmages behind the scenes. And then our goal is to really make the last spot that Croatia has more of a rotating wild card spot, so next year we'll have a different country participating.
Is that to make it kind of even for scheduling? That way you're having 32 teams, more of a true like, kind of a bracket format then when you get to the playoffs?
True. That's exactly it, and I mean, it's always easier with that even number. And to have 32, I mean, our format will change a little bit this year. We'll announce our schedule in June, but essentially, teams will play four games preliminary and then be seeded into the playoffs. So it'll play out really well and, you know, a nonstop action all the way through until the finals on July 15th.
All right. This has become a must-attend event here in Las Vegas. People look forward to this. People in the media love covering this probably more than anything else. But it's like going to a state fair. That's why I kind of equate it to, Albert.
I like it. Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, hey, it's a festival atmosphere. And really, when we first started Summer League, you know, we had no idea that it would grow to this scale, and we're very thankful with the NBA and partners like MGM and Nike and Gatorade and some of the folks that we have. And really what we've done now is made it a fan experience for everybody involved. The idea is that if you come to Summer League, you're an insider, and that's really the feeling that the fans have. There's nonstop up to 10 games per day, so there's always action going on. There's always activity in the concourse. You never know who you're going to run into. I remember a couple years ago, I asked the fan to sit in courtside to maybe move over a seat, and he's like, why? I said, I'm going to put LeBron James right next to you. So you never know who you're going to run into, and that's kind of the beauty and the fun atmosphere at Summer League.
You set an attendance record last year, 139,000 fans, close to 140, 139,972 to be exact, a single day record of 17,500. It just keeps getting better and better. And like you said, the thing has grown. Now all 30 NBA teams are there. It's just a great spectacle, and you can go check it out at the Thomas and Mack Center Cox Pavilion, July 5th through the 15th. Albert Hall, the director, is joining us. National TV also, Albert. I mean,
yeah,
fans get
ESPN,
a chance.
We've jumped in and amped up our game across all the platforms. Last year we had over 560 million views across the globe. And so that was like a number that, wow, we were kind of just blown away with. As you mentioned, 140,000 fans in attendance. You know, there's something for everybody, and for a $35 ticket for adults plus some fees, and you get to see all that action. It's really the best value in sport. And with the big names that we have each year, you know, this year we have a lot of big names. Obviously, there's a couple at the top of the draft board that'll probably be there with Zion and Ja Morant, which will be a huge draw. And then a lot of the bounce back guys from second year players like Mo Bamba and Wendell Carter and Kevin Knox and Michael Porter Jr., guys like that. So there's always a good game at Summer League. That is the beauty. I mean, no matter what, it's entertainment, but it's always about basketball for us. We've never lost sight of that. So whether you want to watch a game in Cox Arena and have it just pumping, and that's like one of the best small venues you could possibly imagine, to, you know, taking center stage on something like Thomas and Mack and having 17,000 fans there. I mean, there's a little something for everybody, and we've offered a reserve season ticket this year, so you can guarantee your seat.
Excellent stuff. Give me one memorable moment that kind of stands out for you over the years. I know there's probably plenty, but just kind of share with our listeners a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, there are a number of them. I mean, I can remember when Blake Griffin came out and everybody was really excited to see him play, and he didn't disappoint, just the athleticism, the power. You know, Kevin Durant, I remember, here's a skinny, young, 6'11" guy who could do everything. But for me, the number one moment I always go back to is when Lynn Sanity was created with Jeremy Lin. You know, we had John Wall, a number one pick, packed house that sold out in Cox Pavilion, and here comes Jeremy Lin out of nowhere and stole the show. It was just a really cool moment, and something that really, you know, set the tone for everybody every year. I mean, Summer League provides that opportunity to really, you know, steal the spotlight and make the stage your own. And each year we're looking for a player who could potentially do that, you know, and every year, we're a DeAndre Ayton last year. You know, he had a good showing as number one pick, and Bagley and all these guys. And then, you know, you look at a guy like Trae Young, who really just as the league went on, he kind of took notice that said, hey, you know what, I can play here. I'm a big time player as well. So, along with Colin Sexton, you know, those guys were very good last year.
Yeah, you get to see the first-year players, the second-year players. And for UNLV diehards, they get a chance to see guys coming back as well, too, that maybe they haven't seen in quite a while. You know, Rashad Vaughn has been here, and other guys like that, you know, year in and year out, they come back as well, too. So
We love our Rebels.
Yeah,
every year,
absolutely.
You know, we have at least one or two Rebels in the league. And, you know, this year shouldn't be, I don't think, any different. We'll have a couple, probably a guy like Brandon McCoy will make his way onto a roster. And, you know, some of the guys that were on the squad this year, we're pulling for the Rebels as always. We're excited about Coach Osselberger and, you know, obviously make this a part of Vegas as it always is with Summer League. But we embrace UNLV. We wouldn't be here today without the people that paved that way at Thomas and Mack and the UNLV basketball.
Well, we look forward to it, Albert. We love broadcasting the show out there on the concourse. It's been a ritual the last few years, so we enjoy that. We appreciate all your help and, you know, just being supportive all the way around, and that's what we want fans to do because they love it. This, like I said, it's an atmosphere that is unlike anything else. We talked about the on-the-court stuff, and you mentioned LeBron James. You know, you see Steve Kerr. You see all of these great, you know, current coaches, past players that come. You're walking down the concourse, people are getting a hot dog, some nachos, and they're bumping into their idols, they're taking pictures. It's just a great atmosphere, period.
That's the beauty, and we try to keep that energy, that excitement every day as we come into the building. There's something new to get excited about, and at the end of the day, Summer League is a place where everyone can say that they saw it first.
All right.
And as an insider, that's what we strive for.
Tell fans how they can get their tickets.
Go to UNLVtickets.com or NBAtickets.com. Go on sale tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., 702-739-FANS, or go by Thomas and Mack box office. We'll be ready to go at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. tomorrow. Albert, we appreciate it. We look forward to talking with you as we get closer.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the support, guys.